In a world drowning in marketing noise, people don't just want products, they crave belonging. This revelation sits at the heart of Tribes, where leadership isn't about formal authority, but about connecting passionate people waiting for someone to unite them. The internet has demolished traditional barriers, creating unlimited opportunities for those brave enough to step up. What makes tribal leadership truly transformative is how it reframes leadership as an act of generosity rather than authority. The question isn't, can you lead, but what's stopping you from starting right now? Consider Joel Spolsky, who built a global community reshaping software development with just powerful ideas and authentic passion. Or the Grateful Dead, who ignored traditional music industry metrics to focus on creating profound experiences for their community. By allowing fans to record shows and fostering shared experiences, they built one of history's most devoted tribes decades before social media existed. Isn't it fascinating how the most powerful movements often begin not with massive resources, but with someone simply brave enough to stand up and connect others? Leadership and management represent fundamentally different approaches. One maintains systems, while the other initiates change. The most liberating insight about tribal leadership? It doesn't require formal authority or hierarchical power. It emerges from passion, ideas, and courage, not from titles. Thomas Barnett's story perfectly illustrates this principle. As a relatively low-level Pentagon analyst, he developed a revolutionary framework for understanding global security challenges. Despite his modest position, his ideas gained traction because they offered fresh insights into complex problems. Through persistent advocacy and clear communication, his thinking eventually influenced military strategy at the highest levels. While managers maintain order through systems, leaders exercise passion to inspire transformation. They read cultural dynamics, build coalitions across boundaries, challenge conventional wisdom, and connect emotionally with others. Their influence grows through service to the group's larger purpose, creating environments where others contribute their best work. Have you noticed how the most impactful leaders in your life weren't necessarily those with the most impressive titles, but those who made you feel seen, heard, and capable of more? Kevin Kelly's 1,000 True Fans concept suggests that success comes from nurturing a core group of deeply committed supporters who will buy anything you produce, rather than pursuing millions of casual followers. These true fans become active champions of your mission, investing both emotionally and financially. While physical achievements are tangible, tribes create lasting connections between people. Organizations like the Acumen Fund demonstrate this by investing in social entrepreneurs who build their own networks of changemakers, creating exponential impact through these connections. Movements need three key elements: an emotionally resonant story, strong leader-member connections, and opportunities for action. Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech exemplifies this by providing both vision and moral purpose. Tribes differ fundamentally from crowds. While crowds are temporary gatherings without lasting bonds, tribes thrive on shared values, consistent communication, and meaningful participation. Brands like Harley-Davidson and Apple demonstrate how tribal communities can foster identity beyond product ownership. The factory model shaped organizational thinking for a century, promising stability through steady jobs and predictable profits. Companies like Ford built environments offering lifetime employment and clear career paths. However, this model has eroded through mass layoffs, automation, and agile competition, as Nokia and Kodak learned when their stability became a liability. Today's dream jobs emphasize autonomy, creativity, and impact, qualities seen in companies like Spotify, where independent teams drive innovation. Yet fear remains the primary barrier to innovation: fear of failure, criticism, and disrupting the status quo. While many have great ideas, the courage to execute them despite potential criticism makes the difference. Traditional management often defaults to maintaining mediocrity, producing average products for average people. But modern markets demand excellence, with tribes seeking remarkable products worth discussing. Companies like Apple demonstrate how transcending averageness creates extraordinary value and passionate customers. In today's landscape, being average isn't just insufficient, it's dangerous. Heretics drive change through their passionate commitment to challenging norms. They unite tribes through personal conviction and public action, as demonstrated by visionaries like Steve Jobs, who pursued transformation over mediocrity. True leaders embrace curiosity, pushing beyond established boundaries. Fundamentalism reflects not religious belief, but rigid thinking, an unwillingness to question assumptions. While society rewards compliance, exceptional leaders cultivate curiosity. Leading effectively means inspiring committed followers rather than seeking universal approval. Success comes from aligning with those who share your worldview, as Al Gore demonstrated by connecting with receptive audiences rather than converting skeptics. Heretics thrive on disrupting the status quo. Today's innovators face little real persecution, proving that challenging norms can lead to both personal fulfillment and success. What would happen if you stopped trying to convince everyone and instead focused on finding and empowering those who already share your vision? Settling for mediocrity is the path of least resistance, but it's not the path of leadership. Managers often settle due to constraints, while true leaders refuse to compromise on core values. The essence of leadership is knowing when to hold firm despite pressure to conform, even when facing significant opposition. Challenging the status quo requires overcoming not just external resistance, but internal doubts. This is where faith becomes crucial, not religiously, but as unwavering belief in possibility. Faith propels leaders forward when data suggests retreat. While religion often reinforces existing structures, transformative leadership faith sees beyond current limitations. Leadership demands an underdog mindset, embracing courage despite apparent disadvantages. Extraordinary effort becomes crucial, driven by irresistible causes that compel action. Consider how Mary Barra transformed GM's approach to electric vehicles despite initial resistance. True changemakers consistently go beyond ordinary, taking brave actions others might consider unreasonable. While thermometers merely point out problems by measuring current conditions, thermostats initiate and maintain change by setting direction. Companies like Amazon thrive because they cultivate leaders who act as thermostats, continuously adjusting strategies in response to market changes and future opportunities. Micromovements, powered by digital connectivity, drive significant change without massive resources or formal authority. Leaders must provide a clear, emotionally resonant manifesto that communicates both the what and why of their cause. Success requires authenticity, collective purpose, and clear differentiation from existing approaches. Wikipedia exemplifies this by creating a new model of knowledge sharing that challenged traditional publishing while maintaining community engagement. Risk management needs reframing. Avoiding risk often poses greater dangers in evolving markets, as Kodak and Blockbuster's downfalls demonstrate. The greatest risk lies in clinging to outdated approaches rather than taking calculated chances. Initiative counters organizational paralysis, with even small actions potentially creating significant change through ripple effects. Barbara Barry's simple newsletter grew to transform workplace culture and inspire broader collaboration. Leaders take ownership of how their ideas are received and understood, focusing on effective communication rather than blame. They prioritize sustainable progress over quick wins, building lasting change through patient financial and social capital.